No forced vax, Turning Point USA launches campaign against medical apartheid on college campuses. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 9, 2021. Turning Point USA, TPUSA, announced this week that it is launching a nationwide campaign titled No Forced Vax across its network of more than 2,500 high school and university chapters to fight back against mandated coronavirus vaccinations on campus. TPUSA added that students should not be forced to live in a medical apartheid. "I'm not anti-COVID vaccination, and I'm not pro-COVID vaccination, I'm vaccine agnostic. But I am 100% against mandating the COVID vaccination," said TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk in a statement on Tuesday. "At its core, this issue is not about the vaccine. This is about freedom and information," Kirk added. "No person should be forced to get the vaccine against their will or hindered in participating in society for not receiving it. It is unacceptable for universities to coerce the most low-risk group of people in the country, students, to get an experimental vaccine just to be eligible for in-person learning." In a recent interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson, Kirk went on to say that the idea came about after TPUSA students approached him at an event, informing him that they don't have the freedom to refrain from getting vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus if they want to continue attending in-person classes. They said, "My university is basically mandating us to get the vaccine, saying that if we do not get the vaccine, then we're going to have to be subject to testing, or we have to take online courses, or wear a mask," Kirk explained. Watch below. Several universities across the country have, in fact, been requiring their students to either get vaccinated against coronavirus in order to return to in-person classes, or undergo frequent mandatory coronavirus tests in order to remain on campus. In March, Rutgers University became the first major U.S. college to mandate the vaccine for students when it announced students would have to get the jab if they wanted to cease virtual learning and return to campus in the fall. Columbia University and the University of Virginia have also announced that they are mandating their students the coronavirus vaccine before returning to in-person classes. Similarly, the University of Michigan Dearborn is mandating its students either get vaccinated for the coronavirus or be subject to weekly tests in order to return to in-person classes. Meanwhile, two of the nation's largest university systems say they intend to require coronavirus vaccinations for all students, faculty, and staff on the University of California and California State University campuses this fall. Kirk went on to tell Carlson that his organization's No Forced Vax initiative is about medical freedom and privacy. "If you have concerns about the vaccine, which by the way, a lot of people do, you should be able to opt out of the vaccine," Kirk said. "Especially if you're an 18 or 19 or 20-year-old, where you are the lowest risk cohort in the entire country of dying from the Chinese coronavirus." The stories are mounting of young people that got the vaccine and then have unusual health events afterwards, the TPUSA founder added. Last month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, held an emergency meeting to discuss cases of heart inflammation disorders among young people after receiving a coronavirus vaccine. Kirk went on to say that TPUSA will do everything it can to make sure that students are not going to have to live in a medical apartheid because they don't want to get the vaccine. "We're going to offer legal help through some legal experts we know to any sort of exemptions that might exist, especially at public universities where there might be religious exemptions," Kirk explained. "We're going to put pressure on Republican governors and say, you have to make sure the state universities do not mandate these vaccines and create these almost two realities," he added. "It's this medical ultimatum. But more than anything else," Kirk continued, "what we are going to do is a massive public relations campaign, and make sure students know they are not alone. They don't have to hide in the shadows. It's almost this apartheid-style, open-air hostage situation. Like, oh, you can have your freedom back if you get the jab," Kirk said. "This is unacceptable. We're going to fight back against it." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.